Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is your host, Musa Al Bahadili, and you are now listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, you will discuss issues, relevant questions, and other fields regarding the Islamic upbringing of children. And we would like to stress that the answers that we provide in this program are all based upon the narrations of the household of the Prophet and, of course, of the Prophet himself, and upon the Holy Quran, supplemented with scientific research. Joining us in the studio today is our dear friend, Sheikh Ali Himani, who is an Islamic researcher at the Seminary of Qum. Dear Sheikh, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and thank you for joining us.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. It's my pleasure to be here in your studio.
So today, dear Sheikh, I would like to continue our discussion from the previous session, and that was about when our children did not listen to the instructions, not commands, the instructions of their parents.
Yes.
Now, we said regarding the appearance, well, they're taking by these fashion trends that are present in the society, we said one of the ways that we can help or we can control these desires that are inherent in the human being is provide them with activities, do not let them be overly free and have too much free time on their hands. But we also said that we should provide them a Islamic playground environment at home and not be too strict as long as do not violate the Islamic Sharia, which you call the red line. Now, are there other ways that we can try to control the situation, dear Sheikh?
Absolutely. Let me just point out that one of the ways here is that introducing good examples and ideals for your children. You know, our children today, they lack Islamic ideals. Role models. They want to look around and look for role models in their life, but they don't find anyone who's Islamic, who's religious, and has made it successfully to a X place. You know, a religious person and as rich as Elon Musk, for example.
Right, yeah.
So they're like, you know, look, he left religion, he's anti-religious, he's atheist, and that's why he became rich. Well, that's a whole story. There are a number of verses in the Quran which talks about that Allah leaves them upon to themselves and Allah fulfills their desires because he's taking them towards istidraj and destruction.
Or he gives them more opportunity, even further away from him.
So that they increase into their sins. This whole ayat mentioned in
that's
the Holy
Quran. That's a whole other discussion.
So we're not going there.
Yeah.
But what we can do is we can introduce role models who are Muslims and who follow Islam and are successful in life. You have, gold medalists in science, in nuclear technology, in nuclear physics, in nanotechnology, in robotics, who are Muslims, right? And who are gold medalists, who are world-renowned. And they have, they abide by the religious laws. They follow hijab. They follow the prayer times. And they follow their fastings. So introduce such role models to our children that, look, for a girl, look, here is a lady who's following her hijab, but is also successful and number one in the world, for example.
All right, let's go ahead and take a quick break, dear Sheikh.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You are now listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. Now, just before we went on a break, we said one manner of controlling or helping our children grow in a correct Islamic manner is to provide them with role models. Now, Sheikh, I have a comment on this. You said that we should introduce them to Muslim role models. But often, dear Sheikh, these role models themselves, they have some things that are lacking Islamically. Like you said, for example, this gold medalist in the sciences, for example. You see a picture, she does not have the perfect hijab, or perhaps she has makeup on. And the list goes on because they are not fallible. And that's my point. Shouldn't our sole role models, at least our primary role models, be the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam?
Correct. Absolutely true. But there's a challenge here. The challenge here is that the children at this age, particularly the teenage, they want to see real life examples, right?
They want to see it with their eyes, you mean?
Something that they can sense with, be it about hearing them, looking at them, and looking how they're working, because they want to see what they're doing in the real time scenario. So if you take example of Bibi Fatima al-Zahra, salamullah alayha, or Imam Ali alayhi salam, or Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, they would say, brother, that was 1200 years ago. The environment was different. The scenario was different. The culture was different. He was living in a totally different country. I'm living in America. I'm living in UK. I have people around me drinking all the time, smoking all the time, women dressing, you know, scantily around me. And this scenario is so different than that. And you're telling me to be like them? That's so, you know, in a way they would probably call it injustice, right?
That's their way of thinking. Of course, we have answers
exactly,
to this, but
exactly.
That is their way of thinking.
And that's why what we do is, to get them to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam or Bibi Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha, we start with someone who's closer to them, something malmoos, something that
something
they can
graspable.
Relate to it, something tangible,
right.
That they look at them and then say, look, she's doing that and she's reaching there. However, there is some imperfection in her. Let me introduce you to someone who's more perfect than her.
Yes, I remember having a discussion with somebody about this when I tried to introduce a role model. I was always careful to say that she or this person has some good attributes.
Exactly.
And these are the attributes we want to see in you.
In you, exactly. We don't
Not
say
all
that's,
of the other stuff.
Exactly. We don't say this is it and that's it and she's the most perfect or he's the most perfect. We say, look, here are some good qualities. And with those good qualities, she's still progressing.
Yes, that's why I want to come, because you just said she is a Muslim or this such person is a Muslim. I'm like, yes, even if they're a Muslim, should be careful.
Some part of it can be, right at the beginning, you know, when we name our children, we should name them appropriately so that in the process of upbringing them, we constantly remind them that, look, this is your name and you're supposed to represent them. You're supposed to be like them. For example, I named my daughter Fatima al-Zahra, the whole name, Fatima al-Zahra. And then I constantly remind her, like, look, you are like her. We named you because we want her to be like you. And there are times we tell her that, look, one of her laqab is Siddiqa, the truthful. So remember to be truthful all the time. One of her laqab is Tahira, being pure. So maintain your chastity, maintain your purity.
This is a very important point, that we should name our children the names of the most perfect role beings,
exactly,
the Ahlul Bayt.
Exactly.
Not all, we have some pretty names, but they are not about the Ahlul Bayt.
Exactly.
Right?
And let me introduce this concept here, which we've addressed this in a couple of our earlier lectures or other shows. There's something called conditioning of the subconscious mind. The Western world, the media, the social networking, the advertising, all of them are targeting the subconscious mind of our children.
Subliminal messaging.
With subliminal messages. So they are telling our children that this is how you should be, materialistic, self-focused, self-centered and all that. Similarly, we will have to counter that with Islamic messages. Right from the fundamental point that name your child with the name of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, so that every time you repeat that, his subconscious mind is getting trained to attain and acquire those attributes of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam.
Right, let's go ahead and take a quick break.
Ya muqiyal khayrat, ya muqiyal khayrat.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, raise your children to have three features: love for your Prophet, love for his household, and reciting the Quran.
Ya muqiyal khayrat,
Welcome back, dear listeners. You are now listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. Now, we were talking about the importance of providing role models for our children that not only may they look up to, but also so they can adapt some of these attributes we want prevalent and in our children.
Correct.
Now, we said the role models, we should start step by step, right? And we should, first of all, start by naming our children after the household of the Prophet, peace be upon them. Wouldn't you also say it is very important to raise your children in an environment where there are these presentable role figures like a community center or a mosque? Because I remember seeing religious people, and they were also my role model because of this religious man. He cares about his appearance, he is truthful, he is rightful, he is fair and just.
Correct.
Right. So when you say that is also a step
that is also
that
one
should
of
be
the
thought
ways.
About.
Again, like I said, you show them these role models, you tell them that, look, some elements in them, some characteristics in them are good.
Right.
And then you take them from there to other role models who are world-renowned. The world accepts them as the, you know, the father of a subject. For example, Avicenna, right? Father of medicines.
All of these scholars of the golden age of Islam.
Exactly. Geber, father of chemistry. Averroes and Ibn Sina and Farabi.
Right. And father of the modern surgery, of which I forgot his name, unfortunately.
And these guys were like father of philosophy, right? So you introduce them here and you say, look, these are good, but these are better than them.
Right.
And how did they arrive at this great knowledge about anatomy of human beings and researching and medicine that even today, the book of Ibn Sina, who's Avicenna, is used as canon or, you know, some doctors call it Bible of medicine, right?
Yeah.
So in that field, you have to go through that book to know how the medicine progresses or how you deal with certain diseases, right? So introduce these things and let them feel proud about their religion. Let them feel proud about their culture. Let them feel proud about all these rulings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided them.
Islam is our heritage.
It is our legacy. It is our heritage.
It is who we are and who we will be.
And it is going to continue till the day of Qiyamah, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We need to make sure that we are in sync with Islam rather than trying to please others, the contemporary age people, the other teens, try and please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the only way that can happen is when parents provide the necessary environment at home and in a way that they should like Islam, they should love Islam.
Yeah.
If the parents are too strict, then they will not just dislike the parents, but they will also hear what the parents are saying, the rulings of Islam, the fatawas, the ayats and the verses, and they're like, oh, the problem is with Islam, not with my mother.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is how it backfires. So the parents, like I mentioned earlier, have to be extremely careful how to handle this scenario.
Right. Adding on to that, it is very obvious, but unfortunately, some parents do not think about this. And that is that the parents themselves, they should know all of these things. They should know these Islamic role models to introduce to their children.
Correct.
They should, and of course, some of the best Islamic role models we have is our scholars, our ulama.
Correct.
Or Muraja' al-Taqlid, or any Islamic scholar.
Correct.
And unfortunately, you see, there is always a Muslim from the West or from any other non-Islamic country. And to be honest, even in an Islamic country, you see these young youth groups, the teenagers, they do not know who this scholar is, who Shahs and Shahs scholar is.
Exactly.
There's such a huge disconnect.
Take example of Ayatollah Hassanzadeh Amuli, right?
Yeah.
He was a mathematician. Not many people know that professors used to fly in from France to attend his lectures on mathematics, right?
Right.
He is a philosopher. He was a mathematician. He was a Gnostic, Arif. So professors used to fly in from France and Germany just to attend his lectures on mathematics, right?
From outside of Iran. Right.
So not many people know about it, but they are, extremely smart and intelligent people. I think we should introduce these role models to our children.
Right. And we have many scholars, like Sajja Sayyid Ali Khamenei, who says that it is very important that not only the youth, but everybody read the life biographies of these scholars.
Extremely
and
important.
That is also our
one of the ways you
yes,
can say.
Yes. And with that in mind, we will have to end today's program because we are unfortunately out of time. I thank you for contributing to this discussion and also thank the dear listeners for tuning in. If our dear listeners have any suggestions, feedback, or some comments, please contact us at our email, englishradio@irib.ir. Alternatively, you can also visit our website, parstoday.com. You can also find us on various social media websites, such as on Twitter and Instagram, under the call handle of Call of Islam Radio. Thank you for tuning in.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest.